Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, but it said Mr. Worldwide, and you already know what it is. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Subscribe today. Now, part of the things that we're doing over here at Negative to Positive is encouraging people to change their lives, change the things that are within their power. I want to thank our good friends at KFC for helping me bring this to you. Feed your whole crew with KFC. Let's go. I can get the KFC bucket of chicken, and you know, that's fire. Now, Babo, you know that you could get that mac and cheese, that mashed potato, gravy, those biscuits. Now, that's trouble right there. That is fire right there. You know, on Negative to Positive, we always talking about striving and achievement. And the Colonel Sanders story is a story that inspired me since I was 10 years old. Look how our life comes full circle. Now I'm talking about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken and how much I love it. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Check out the vodcast. Subscribe today. Apple Podcast, Podcast One, Spotify.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back to Collider Live. I hope you are all fat and happy today.
Like yes. Me.
It is the day after Thanksgiving, and I promise you, wherever I am right now, I'm looking a lot sweatier and greasier than I am right this moment. I'm Roxy Stryer, sitting across from the most evil Darina.
Buenos dias. Happy Black Friday. I hope nobody hurt themselves. Please. I hope nobody went to Black Friday.
I hope I did. Or that
you
I call.
Do you shop at Black Friday?
No, but I hope we CGI'd me and that person went and got me some cute clothes. I wait till Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday's better.
Yeah. Mark Riley's nodding alongside that. You're a Cyber Monday guy?
Cyber Monday guy, yeah. If I can avoid Black Friday, I do not understand people who do Black Friday. It is insane. People are herds of people stampede. Why?
Why is it called Black Friday?
Because of stampedes. I have no idea.
Black eyes?
Black eyes.
Maybe.
It just makes it sound so dark.
General darkness of like having to wade through millions of people who want a Roku because it's on sale for $32 down from $34.99.
I get it. Deal.
But it's not worth it. Cody, are you a Black Friday proponent? Hell.
I'll go there for Best Buy like casually later in the day to see if there's any Blu-ray deals, but that's about it.
Cody Hall, with all the authority on the planet, tell us exactly why Black Friday is called that.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. Nope.
Hold on.
Nope.
Let's see. Black Friday.
I'm nervous that
not right now, Derek.
I'm nervous society made it called that for shitty reasons. I'm hoping that it just happened to be.
Maybe it's something that it just means that the like work is turned off. There's no work that day.
I got it.
Like going dark?
Yeah.
On Friday, September 24th, 1869, in what became referred to as Black Friday, the U.S. gold market crashed and Fix and Gold's actions left Wall Street barons bankrupt. It was not until years later the post-Thanksgiving period became associated with the name.
I still don't get it.
Me either.
I think I'm more confused.
Yeah. Same.
Before.
Thank you for that, Mark.
For sure that cleared legitimately nothing up.
Important history lesson there. Thanks, Egon.
So we wanted to make sure today, we know that a lot of you guys are either home for the holidays and can't stand your family and friends, or you didn't get to go home this year, or whatever your situation is.
Or you're vomiting the turkey.
Yeah. You might be puking up because you did what I did last night, which is drink way too much wine for Thanksgiving and,
oh my God,
and make an ass of yourself. I'm sure of it.
Please. Please text me.
100% will. We wanted to make sure that we had a show for you guys every day so that you guys were not left alone, that you had us degenerates to puke alongside you.
Degenerates.
You're welcome. Well, I'm definitely a degenerate.
Oh, yes.
You're a degenerate?
Definitely.
Mark Riley, you're trying to claim you're not a degenerate?
Oh, I'm definitely a despicable person. But
Cody?
I think
Cody degenerate?
I think I'm a good dude.
Yeah.
He's got a kid now. How much of a degenerate
true.
Can you be?
Yeah,
you can't do it.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, you're not blacking out right this second?
Nope.
Probably not.
Very responsible yesterday.
But I hope you won bingo, though.
I'm sure I did. You probably heard me yell it from across the world.
Can you please send us your Thanksgiving bingo template so we can play along as well?
Yeah.
Maybe we can text each other. We should do a group text.
Oh, 100%. You want to know what I found out, though?
What?
Do you want to know what I know?
Yes.
Always.
That's Cody is a number in my phone I don't have.
Oh. How come, Cody?
Wow. I don't think we ever just had the conversation. I don't know.
Isn't that fucked up?
That is weird.
It's I definitely have Riley and Dorina's numbers. Yeah. I mean, this is really awkward.
It is really awkward.
Like, I kind of want to stop the show.
There's been like five times since we've started the show where I've gone to text Cody, and I always, just so you guys know, write the text before I put people's names in it because I don't want to prematurely send something.
Right.
Same thing I do with emails.
You don't want to be like, fuck you, Cody.
No, yeah. So I have tons of texts laid out for Cody right now.
Yeah, I think I've like emailed you the links to the show before, and it's like a normal person would just text
you
the link.
Yeah, we email constantly.
Yeah.
We're in constant email communication.
Well, that's good.
Well, maybe you guys should exchange numbers afterwards.
I think we've gone too far.
You can't do it anymore? You will just not.
I don't know, Cody. What do you think?
I think it'd be weird at this point.
At this point, it's strange. Like, who's going to do it? I have to be like, hey, Cody, can I have your number?
But do you guys text more, though? Yeah, do it right now. And yeah, what's your phone number, Roxy?
Yeah, I'll read it out loud so you can get it, Cody.
617, fuck yourself.
Whoa! Hold on, let me see if that works.
I thought you were going to say 1-800. Mine is 1-800-666. Go fuck yourself as well.
Oh, yeah. The devil came. So we do have a lot to talk about on the show today because Collider.com, by the way, thank you to the .com for keeping us in business. Really appreciate you guys.
It's an interesting thing you should say that.
Call a spade a spade.
They are
Roxy
amazing.
Is speaking the truth.
Yeah.
Across the board and, and yeah.
Yeah, we really appreciate them. And also, their articles are really entertaining. And they put out one. This is by Vanny Mancuso, who wrote an article called Every Comic Book Movie of the Decade Ranked from Worst to Best. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be an easy show to get through because I'm sure we are going to scream, we're going to yell, we're going to punch each other in the faces. Then Dorina will lick up all the blood.
Which is very
Whoa!
Which is very, it goes in theme with Black Friday.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. But we will, by damn, I don't know what by damn means, but sure, get through this list together.
By damn?
By damn.
By
we shall
damn.
Do it.
By damn, I swear we're going to get through this list.
That's a good accent. Really.
It was an amalgam of English and Scottish.
Oh, no, it got worse. Yeah. Quit while you're ahead.
Keep
going. I will stop it right now.
Cody, make him stop. Cut the mic.
No,
cut
I
the
want
mic.
To keep going.
Oh, yeah, me
man.
Too.
Oh, sure, you'll be saying you're loud. Let's keep going.
I will leave just his microphone on.
Oh, it's great. You guys are cut off, silent as it were. And I can't believe here I am hosting Collider Live. Oh, it feels good talking like this. My natural voice, this sings as it comes out. There, you're back on.
Quick question.
You went from, like, Scrooge McDuck to Jared Butler.
Gerald. What city are you from, Mark?
Oh, I'm from a small city called Winterbaggin.
Oh, Winterbaggin. I'm very familiar with it.
No, it's great. Second dinner, two lunches, one breakfast, and any kind of thing you want to eat if it's on the ground. It's fair game.
You sound like a hobbit.
How close is Winterbaggin to where Danish Christian Harloff lives?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never met the fan fella.
Oh, you never met him?
Never met.
I hear he's in New York right now.
Heard many great things,
is
though.
He? Josh McCuga, have you ever heard his Danish Christian
Harloff? Oh, yes.
I hear he'll be on the show on Monday.
Can't wait. Can't wait. At this point,
really,
that's only like 2 days away.
I miss him. Do you know I started calling him Baymax?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
You know Baymax, the big guy from
Big
Hero 6?
Oh.
Because that's what Josh reminds me of.
All right, let's get into this, guys. Although
Roxy's over it. Let's move
on. She didn't like Baymax. Wow. My damn.
No, I didn't not like it. I just am ashamed to admit all the things I haven't seen.
Aww.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah.
And Casino Royale. And Skyfall.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's do this list, guys, from... You don't want to get
put
to
your heart
right now.
No, no, I do.
Let's
this
do this
is great.
List right now, from bottom to top. So actually, it's top to bottom in the order that they wrote it. All I'm trying to say is, let's start at the worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it starts at bottom.
Cody, was that clear?
Poor Josh.
I
Trank.
Think I knew where you're going. You should have texted me. We could have figured that out.
Oh, motherfuckers! All right. So the last thing on this list, guys, and we will announce these for anybody who's just listening via audio. Don't you worry. We'll make sure you know what we're talking about. The worst movie of the decade that is a comic book movie, according to Vinny from Collider.com, is Fantastic Four.
Mm. Wah, wah.
Guys, is this a fair ranking coming in at number 56?
There are way worse comic book movies that I've seen than Fantastic Four.
I would agree.
I think Josh Trank probably isn't surprised about this ranking, though.
No.
Yeah, hating a movie is different than it being lower quality than, like, per se, Catwoman or Daredevil.
Right.
Or there's a lot of shittier movies out there.
And he just reviewed his own movie. Did you see that?
Yes, on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I can read it real quick. Great cast. Everyone in the film is a great actor. And overall, there's a movie in there somewhere. And that cast deserves to be in that movie. Everyone who worked on Fantastic Four clearly wanted to make that movie. But ultimately, it wasn't. Did I make the movie they deserved it to be? To be honest, I can't tell. What I can tell you is there are two different movies and one movie competing to be that movie. Is there a release the Trank cut hashtag? Doesn't matter. I'm not Zack Snyder.
Release the Trank cut.
I would see that.
I would.
I didn't hate this movie
I
like
didn't
everyone.
Hate it
I thought there was some cool stuff in it. It just went kind of really messy at
you
the
know,
middle.
Who's amazing?
There.
Miles Teller.
Yes.
Yep.
Michael B. Jordan.
Amazing.
Jamie Bell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which Mara is this?
Kate.
She's great.
Kate Mara.
I like her a lot.
One of the Mara sisters, correct.
Yeah, she's excellent. All right, guys, number 55 on the list because we got to move along because there's so many comic book movies that came out this decade.
Did you guys like Jonah Hex?
No.
Jonah Hex is not that bad.
It's bad.
Jonah Hex.
Jonah How
Hex,
bad?
They did a better job with Jonah Hex on Legends of Tomorrow. I'll give the TV show that.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was not. It was not horrendous, okay? It was not good.
It had its moments.
But number 55, there was nothing about it that made me feel like dying.
I just thought
that's
it,
good.
I was
that's
just bored.
Really good. But yeah,
it was a little boring.
Yeah,
it's a little boring.
Not into
the movie
it.
Didn't know what it wanted to be.
But
agreed. Which a lot of these yeah. are probably on the list are going to be like
guys. Number 54, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, a movie I can officially tell you guys I did not see.
Haven't seen it because the first one wasn't very good, so I didn't
Same.
Go for this one.
Same.
Okay, then getting to 53, a movie that I can't Aww. Believe made it this high on the list. Number
yeah.
53, Green Lantern.
Hot take.
Is it only on here this high because Ryan Reynolds is beautiful?
And continues to drag it every chance he gets?
Yeah.
Now, would you guys rather see this, if you had to pick one, or Josh Trank's Fantastic Four?
I would rather watch Green Lantern.
I'd watch
really?
This
yeah,
all.
Because... there were some things that were cool. Also, I like his face.
So, it's a nice face.
So here's a hot that. Take. Yeah.
And you don't see it in Deadpool as much.
It's not that bad.
Ooh, you're Jonah Hexing this movie?
I,
not
dare
that
I say,
bad.
Kind of like it.
Ooh. I feel like, and this could be wrong, and I'm sorry if it is, Josh, but I feel like Josh McCuga liked this movie a little bit.
I feel like he did too.
Cody, what are your thoughts on Green Lantern?
I saw it once. I don't really remember what happened, so okay. 53 seems good.
There's a lantern and it's green. Dancing its way Enchantress oh. style to the number 52 spot, Suicide Squad.
Academy Award winner, Suicide
Very
Squad.
Very true. What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? Yo, this movie gave us Harley, so word to that.
Gave us Will Smith.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's like one of my favorite movies in the DCEU.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I love Suicide Squad.
Really?
It was wow. a trailer cut mm. disaster of a film that was super fun. And if you like to, as How I Met Your Mother says, eat sandwiches, aka get stoned, this is a great movie to watch while doing that. Super fun.
I did not hate it like everyone did when I saw it. There's parts of it that I hated. If that makes sense. And mostly nothing against Jared Leto's acting. I just did not like that Joker at all.
Mark
I just
Mark
couldn't
and the
handle it.
Funky Bunch band?
There's
what is
a,
it?
There's, my Funky Bunch is with me on this when they say that this movie is good at the first half and then falls apart completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Which, interesting that I hate the Enchantress part, but her introduction in the movie is some of the best comic book adaptation I've mm-hmm. seen. I love it when the hands flip over and it's her and she's like in the room and it gets scary and it gets a little bit little dodgy there for a second, but then everything else.
Cara Delevingne's not my favorite actress.
She's so nice to look at though.
It's when the walk like an Egyptian part comes.
Makes a lot of sense.
I just wanted so much for this movie based on that trailer.
I get it. Cody, if you have any strong opinions on any of these, don't feel afraid to weigh in.
Definitely not so far.
Just text me about them. Number 51, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. This is real low. I like this movie. Yeah. I mean, I love Sin City in general. And I just think, if nothing else, dope to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's stylistically, it's a beautiful film. No matter what. But yeah. I do like what Vinnie Mancuso wrote. How much longer must I yell, Eva Green deserves better, into the void before the universe listens? I completely agree, because she's
Penny Dreadful
awesome.
For the win.
Yeah.
She's a rock star.
She's the best.
This movie probably being accurately placed in a lot of people's minds. Number 50,
so.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
This is a movie
I
also didn't hate.
I didn't hate it either, Dee.
Cody just farted on us.
Cody, you farted on our ears?
Yeah, maybe sucks.
Yeah.
You didn't like even the Magneto stuff? I thought that was cool.
That was like 2% of the movie?
Right.
I think the
beginning.
8%.
Well, you know what, Cody? Yeah. A lot of people choose 2% milk on purpose.
Yeah, it tastes better with Oreos and Chips Ahoy.
So
what's the correlation between that?
So sip on that,
okay.
Cody.
Let's just
2%
go to 49.
Cody.
How about that? Let's
He's not going to give you his number anymore.
49 on this next one, guys. Hellboy should be the last movie on this list. I think that Hellboy should come in at number 56.
Really?
Did you hate it?
This movie, did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Didn't see it.
This movie was the hottest, no pun intended, garbage I have ever. I mean, oh boy.
Garbage dump in hell, huh?
Garbage. You could tell that nobody who was there wanted to be there.
Mm.
David Harbour got screwed throughout the entire process. This movie had everybody in my theater laughing, not with it, but at it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Neil Marshall was behind it. Because he did the Descent. Yeah, which was one of the most underrated horror movies ever.
And some great Game of Thrones episodes.
Do you think that happens with big budget companies or just in general because studios meddle, or is just people not being directors of movies? I don't know. Is it a low budget thing? It's interesting.
I don't know. I think the movie in development, they were trying to get out of the shadow of Guillermo del Toro, and what happened is what happened. I haven't seen it. I do want to see it because I am a fan of everybody involved in the movie, but yeah, it missed me.
We got to run through these.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we got a lot of these.
Somebody pull the fire alarm because 48, Dark Phoenix.
This was worse than Apocalypse.
Yes,
to me.
Apocalypse is worse than this.
Okay.
So,
Dark Phoenix was worse.
I think Dark Phoenix was worse also.
Yes.
Number 47, guys, Thor the Dark World.
Yeah.
Yeah, this should be lower on the list.
F that movie. So boring.
Agreed. I agree where it landed.
46, Justice League.
Yeah.
Bummer for them.
I put Thor the Dark World above this, though. Come on.
What? Above Justice League?
No. Yes.
Are you on crack?
Yes.
My man, you are wrong.
So you just want to watch?
Yes. I want to watch Flash.
Henry Cavill,
and
first shot of the movie, mustache face.
No, but the other stuff was good. So
45, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, a movie I actually really liked.
Interesting.
Totally I just love liked the first it. One
this movie is like cotton candy. It's really sweet, goes down fast. You forget about it, and you feel sick after.
I watched it with sound off the other day when my kid was sleeping.
How was that?
It was all right.
Did it taste like cotton candy? To your soul, sweetly rock and sweetly roll. I'm so lost for you. 44, Iron Man 2.
Wow. That is way too low.
I disagree.
You disagree with Riley?
It should be lower.
It should be lower?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't like this movie.
Iron Man 2 is not that bad.
I don't like it.
Well, we're getting into that not that bad territory. 43, Kick-Ass 2.
I mean,
42, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Ooh.
You guys know that this hurts my soul.
Yeah, because I like the
I love
the Gwen,
movie.
Stacy, and Peter stuff.
This should be in a top 10.
I don't know about that.
It's excellent. 41, Kick-Ass. Pretty low for Kick-Ass.
What? Kick-Ass should be in top 10, Vinny.
Kick-Ass should be a lot higher.
Kick-Ass
is
top
10
for sure.
Top 10, I could argue. I think it's a great movie. I love the comic book.
Yes.
This is real low.
A movie that's pretty accurately placed, Wolverine at number 40.
Too low.
I actually really like the first two-thirds of Wolverine, much better than Origins. Half of it was basically like character development for me.
Guys,
it's just got ruined at the end.
If my math is correct, Wolverine Origins is higher than this movie.
Yeah, that's got to be true.
That is absolutely unbelievable.
Also higher than this movie, 39, Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, again, this is too low.
All the Spider-Man movies are great. 38, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay, now we're getting ridiculous.
Cody,
now
don't you love
ridiculous.
This movie?
I don't love it, but I like it a lot.
I don't like this movie.
Mm-hmm. This is come on.
Ultron making Wolverine fucking Origins puns? Is Ultron was making puns. I hated it.
How do you guys feel about Iron Man 3? Because that's coming in at number 37.
That's a very divisive movie that I didn't think that was bad. I don't know why people think it's bad.
Well, to quote Christian Harloff, it's a Shane Black movie, not a MCU movie.
That's a good Christian Harloff, yeah.
I only have one dude voice, and it sounds like that. 36 guys, Thor.
Meow, meow.
This is probably the most average movie I ever saw. Totally fine.
It's fine.
It's a 36.
Serviceable.
Yeah, 35, Ant-Man and the Wasp. I really like this movie, actually. Evangeline Lilly. Give me all of the Evangeline Lilly. Yeah. Or if you want to call her Kobe Smolder, that too.
It's all right.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about 34, Incredibles 2? Pretty
wow.
low for an Incredibles 2, considering that movie was bomb.com.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I like this movie a lot.
Guys, I think you are going to be really strongly opinionated on this next one. 33 coming in hot.
Venom. I would probably put it a little bit lower, but I did not hate it like everyone else.
I love this movie. I think it rocks. I love this movie.
I didn't hate this movie
Symbiote?
Either. Yeah. You know what? This movie really has stayed with me where I walked out going, I don't know.
32, Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
This
love
movie's
this.
Fucking awesome.
It was adorable. I absolutely loved it. Saw it at Comic-Con. 31, guys, Ant-Man.
Mm.
Just Ant-Man. No Wasp, but Wasp is in it. Just didn't get in the title.
It's also right. fine.
That mm-hmm. happens. 30, my least favorite movie of all time, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange at 30.
One of my favorite superhero movies of all time.
It's not actually my least favorite movie of all time, but it's not good.
Oh,
29. Right. 29, excellent movie. Surprise it's this low. Deadpool.
How is
very surprised this is this low.
This should be also top 10 for me.
Yes.
I love Deadpool.
28, Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Wow.
You think amazing. That's low?
Yeah, that's
low.
That's too low.
I would put it in top 20 for sure.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I watched this one with full sound, and I like this one a lot.
Yes, especially the church scene.
You need that full sound. Darina, this is a movie you referenced earlier at 27,
hey.
Big Hero 6.
Wow.
Still
Baymax.
Haven't seen it.
Wow.
Have not seen
I
it.
I think you would enjoy it, Roxy.
It is so good.
26, coming in way too high for its own good. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Whoa!
Martha
yes!
doesn't even agree with this
I
one.
Will take this.
I
you
think
will?
If it was the Ultimate Edition, I would put it on my top 20.
Look,
who am I sitting with?
I'm with you. I love this movie.
25, guys, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I would put that way higher. Wow. I wasn't into this as much as most people.
I love this movie.
Mark's going to be excited that this one made it this high. 24, Man of Steel.
Yay! Woo! Top
yes!
10 for me.
You know what,
should've
Man of Steel? SMD. SMD.
Should
also,
be higher.
What is Superman's come like? Not sure. 23.
Good Lord. Are we going to just go right over that?
I'm just curious because, like, how's that work? Joker.
It's probably green.
Joker coming in at 23.
Top 10 for me. Joker should be top
10. Wow.
I love this movie.
Yeah, this should be top 10 for sure.
How many movies are in your guys' top 10?
Yeah, seriously, 10? They have more than
20.
No, you're dirty liars.
I have, well, to answer your question, 25 movies in my top 10.
Good. 22, higher than Joker, Captain Marvel.
No.
Yeah, no way.
I like Captain Marvel, but it's not higher than
Joker. You guys hate
women,
Joker. Right? Just
of course.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Let me be clear.
I
hate
my vagina every day. I look at it and I'm like, I don't know what's in there. You're doing weird shit.
Try to carve it off. 21, Deadpool 2. So Deadpool 2, much higher than the first Deadpool. Did you guys feel that way?
Nope.
Okay, great. 20, Captain America, the first Avenger.
I'll take it.
It's so crazy because at some point this was definitely going to be in a top 10 for people, but there's been so many movies. 20 is probably about right.
Yeah.
19, X-Men First Class.
Whoa, I don't know
I really
that.
Like this movie.
You don't know about that. Why, Riley?
This is what reinvigorated the X-Men
mm-hmm.
franchise.
Agreed.
Matthew Vaughn did – this is in some cases everybody's favorite X-Men movie. It's up there for me. I like Apocalypse a little bit – not Apocalypse. Days of Future Past more.
Wow, but
I feel
like Apocalypse
yeah,
better oof, than this.
First Class, it was my favorite representation of Charles and Eric's relationship.
Yes.
I love that part so much.
At number 18, Dark Knight Rises. I wish this was higher. I love Rises.
Yeah, I love Rises
I love the entire
well.
Trilogy. 17, Shazam.
All right.
It's a good one.
You're fine with it?
I like it.
All right.
I like
Why
Shazam.
Not?
I'd move some things around, but
yeah,
Shazam is
but
worthy.
Good.
Shazam! 16, Shazam. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Love
yeah.
this movie. My
yeah.
favorite live-action Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's a little
Same.
High. Cody, good placement?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. 15, Scott Pilgrim versus the
yes!
World.
Oh, should be top 10.
That's a good one.
Kind of wild that this made it this high, though, considering all the comic book movies, but... Not mad at it.
I'll take it.
Not
movie.
Mad at it. 14, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
No way, get lower.
I like this movie better than the first one.
Whoa.
I love this movie as well.
Nope,
that's
get
why
lower.
We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
13, X-Men, Day of the Future Past.
Love this movie.
Yo, yeah. Obsessed with this movie so hard. Yeah. It was excellent.
It's a fucking awesome movie.
Let's talk number 12. Speaking of my man, Darina.
My man. Why is Aquaman
is
so
number
high?
12
Whoa.
On this.
Can't, too high.
Maybe visually.
Can't ignore the amount of money it made. And also some people like to watch squids play the drums.
Take Batman v Superman. Take Shazam. If we're staying in the DC, take Man of Steel. They're all better than Aquaman.
Agreed.
Come on.
And also, Julie Andrews was in this movie, so it has that on everything
as
else.
That's Cthulhu.
Number 11, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you like two better.
I like two better.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
Number 10, really happy to see this breaking the top 10. To me, it actually is higher. Wonder Woman.
Yeah. That's worthy.
Pretty
I love
good
that movie.
Movie.
All right. Number 9. One of the best movies ever, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Love this movie.
This is my favorite MCU movie. It should be higher on the list.
Do you think top five?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think top three?
Top five. Not sure about three.
Number 8. Cody, I think this is the one that makes you happy. The Avengers?
Yeah.
Cool. Good
Love
talk.
So happy.
So happy to hear it. Mm. Glad to make
it's
Cody
all right.
happy.
It's a good one.
Number 7. Captain America Winter Soldier.
Wait a minute.
Didn't I just say
wait.
That?
Wait a minute.
Wait, go back.
Nine
what happened?
Okay. If I'm going to...
Wait.
Civil War.
I think it's Civil
War.
I think it's a typo on our own website.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
By the time you're listening to this, that will be changed.
Yeah.
Correct.
So number 7 is Civil War.
No.
Accurately placed. I love this movie.
No.
Hell yeah. 6, Infinity War, guys.
Mm-hmm. No, too high.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that is very well placed. But we're about to break the top 5 with Logan at number 5.
Yay!
This is not in my top 10.
For sure, top 3.
This is
Should
not in my top 15.
Yeah.
Really?
Top
3. Roxy, you didn't like it as much?
It's fine. It's totally fine. Number 4, guys, Black Panther coming in hot.
Yes.
Pretty good movie.
I don't know if it'd be in my top 5.
It wouldn't be in my top 5.
Definitely top 10. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Thor Ragnarok. They
yes!
like the jokes. Yakety yak.
They really like the jokes.
I guess
Thor
so.
Ragnarok is might be my favorite Marvel movie.
Huh.
Guys, number 2, no surprise to anybody, Avengers Endgame. What it accomplished. What it accomplished.
It's probably my second favorite MCU movie.
Cody, don't scroll right now. Curious if you guys can name what the number 1 movie is now that we've eliminated everything else. Can you think of what the number 1 comic book movie of the decade is? At home, quiz yourselves.
One, I know I got
what
these
have we
scars.
Missed? Do we have any?
That's not this decade.
We had Endgame. We
but
had
great movie.
And I realized Wolverine Origins, not in our decade. So.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you guys because we don't have that much time. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Man.
That makes sense. Good call.
I didn't know they were doing cartoons. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Remember because we did Big Hero 6.
That's right.
And also something else that I can't think of. Oh, Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
That's right. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Agreed.
Spider-Verse should not be the number 1, but it definitely should be in the top 10.
What would you put as number 1?
Batman.
Yeah, that's good.
Which one?
Begins was the only one of the decade, right?
No.
Rises, I mean, sorry.
Oh, really? Man, I spoiled
Maybe. I don't know. That, Joker, Wonder Woman, Endgame, those are all my conversations.
Let's do our 5.
Okay.
Well, let's see if callers want to do our 5 with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Oh, caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How look how that works.
Ask and you shall receive.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Sean Kong from Memphis.
Hello, calling from Memphis. Curious, what is your number 1 comic book movie of the decade? Put you on the spot.
God. I got to say Shazam. I
guess nice.
Shazam was one of the best.
Interesting.
And Wonder Woman was all right.
Okay.
I do have a question.
Yeah, what do you got?
I do have a question. If Black Adam does come out next year and didn't have Henry Cavill and Superman, would they have regenerate Superman comic book if it does real well? We think it can be better. Maybe
so
come back more.
If Black Adam does well, will there be more urge to have Henry Cavill Superman movie? Are you saying?
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly.
Good question. Thanks for calling
Thanks
in.
For the call.
Still on the topic of superhero movies.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I mean, it seems like Henry Cavill still wants to play him. So
the
he just
in his closet.
Exactly. So he just. I mean, hopefully, I would love that.
If there is. Any better way to do it than putting him in Black Adam, I don't know what there is.
Yeah.
This would be the way to bring Superman back. I think you got The Rock, whose franchise Viagra, as it is called. So you get him in there, right? Franchise for DC.
Mm-hmm.
Black Adam, he kicks ass. Superman, Henry Cavill's in there. Then you can get a Man of Steel 2 after.
Boom.
Done.
Boom.
I'm happy with that.
Did anybody else come up with their number 1 comic book movie of the decade?
Of the decade? I'm going to go with Spider-Verse. I love
you
that movie.
Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Mine would be Logan.
Cody?
Avengers Endgame?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Let's Roxy? Take another call when we get a chance. Dark Knight Rises. If you sit in the room, you play the game. I guess it might be Rises.
Interesting.
Would it really? Man of Steel would be in my top five.
Same. The TDK trilogy, I think, is my favorite trilogy ever.
Yeah.
So
it's a good one.
Oh, I love
I'm
so
not
much.
In love with the third one as much, but I still think it's a decent
you
movie.
You like Begins better?
Yeah, for sure.
I do too.
But Dark Knight, it's kind of like Star Wars. It's like Dark Knight is way up here, like Empire.
Yeah, you go two, then one, then three.
Yeah. My damn.
Everybody think about what your number two of the decade is while we take a caller.
Whoa. Right now, Gary.
Think
nice
about
try.
It.
My number two is Logan.
Number two is
I
Logan?
I love it so much. How come you're not into it as much, Rocky?
I think it was just such a fine movie. Like I liked it a lot.
I think it's just a fine movie.
No, it's made more me than a fine movie. It's a good movie, but I thought it was good.
It made me cry.
I think I felt a little burnt by the character going into it.
Okay, like you were sick of just Wolverine in general? Or?
Kind of. Like he had some crap movies before.
Man, for me to finally watch a rated R movie where you see Wolverine actually fucking cutting heads and seeing blood. Like,
yeah,
that,
it was
I was
cool.
Like, finally.
It was totally cool. I think my number two would probably be Wonder Woman. That movie did things for my soul that I can't even explain.
I get it.
I love that movie so much. Number two, Riley?
It's between Spider-Verse,
mm-hmm.
Man of Steel, and Ragnarok.
Those are good ones.
So
Cody?
I'll put them all
Didn't
in that
put
order.
Logan is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Verse.
And Joker would be up there too, but I don't know.
Cody, what's your number two?
I'm going to go with the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Homecoming.
I know. I like that one too.
I'm a Spidey guy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't picture you as a Spidey guy.
Superman's my favorite.
Yeah.
Close second is Spider-Man. I grew up with Spider-Man comics. And then I did the ultimate run with Brian Michael Bendis.
So your favorite Spider-Man movie is Spider-Verse?
It's between that and Homecoming.
Homecoming's really great.
Homecoming just hit me in a way
that... All the Spider-Man movies ever have been great.
Yeah.
Well, I think every single Spider-Man movie ever has been great.
Except for Amazing Spider-Man 2. Right, you said that.
No, I love that movie.
Half of that one is bad.
No, that movie is excellent. It's the best rom-com of that summer.
The Electro stuff?
Rom-com?
I love it. It was a rom-com.
It's a rom-com.
Until the end. It's no longer a rom-com.
When the love interest dies and smacks her head on the ground.
It's like a rom-com that Shakespeare wrote.
I was sad.
It was very funny, though. It was a very funny and a lighthearted moment that really showed their love. Yeah.
Whenever I wanted her to survive, and she didn't.
She
didn't get what you want.
She's gone.
Try sometimes, just might find.
Spoilers, guys.
You get a dead woman.
Sorry for spoiling Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That wasn't good. Oh, good for you. Okay, so top five. If we had to make a collective list, guys.
Ooh.
Because that's how we have to do it. So, in general, what would be on our top five? Let's try to pitch things.
So, definitely. So, I said Spider-Verse, Logan.
Probably. We all love Spider-Verse, so Spider-Verse is definitely
Spider-Verse
in our top
is making
five.
It, yeah.
We all love Endgame?
We all love Endgame. Cody?
Endgame, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so Endgame's in our top five. Spider-Verse is in our
Joker?
Top five. Joker, I could put it in there.
Okay.
Cody?
Joker, would it be in your top 10?
If it is, it's at 10.
Okay,
so possibly Joker, question mark. Wonder Woman for you guys or no?
Top 10, not top 5.
I mean, I have Man of Steel.
Yeah, I like Man of Steel better than Wonder Woman.
No, that's whoa. We're not putting that in my top. No way.
Is it Roxy's top five comic books?
I'm just saying. Man of Steel doesn't break my top 30, so that can't come in our collection.
How about we split the difference? Batman v Superman. Wonder Woman's in it?
No. No, that's not in the top five comic book movies of the decade. Are you crazy?
Say just that again, Mark. You get out of here, okay? Come on.
Did any of you guys like Civil War or Infinity War?
No.
Yes.
Okay, D's no on those. What other
Winter one? Soldier is better than those.
I love Winter Soldier. I could put Winter Soldier in the top five.
I would put Winter Soldier in the top five.
But not Logan. We're not doing Logan.
I know. Logan.
I'd allow it.
I would allow it.
Okay.
Top five? Like the five, the fifth one.
We only have three right now because Cody said no to Joker.
Right. Ooh. No, but Logan could be number five.
Oh, in our fifth spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll put it there. I'll let you guys have it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roxy.
You're welcome. Okay. See, I am not a dictator. So we've got Winter Soldier, Spider-Verse, Endgame, Logan. Is there another one that really stands up out to you guys?
It's a lot of Spider-Man, but Homecoming I love. You don't like Doctor Strange. I love Doctor Strange.
What about Ragnarok? No?
I love Ragnarok. I love, but I also love Guardians. both Guardians as much as Ragnarok, if not more.
What about Black Panther?
Oh,
Black Panther,
that's a good
one. Put there.
I'd say either that
or Guardians for me.
I could do Black Panther or Guardians. How do you feel between those two?
Black Panther, like, much more than Guardians.
Yeah, Ragnarok.
I gotcha.
Black Panther it is. All right. Guys, rounding out our list, we've got Spider-Verse at number one, Endgame at number two, Winter Soldier at number three, Black Panther at number four, and Logan at number five.
Fair enough. I mean, it's a collective thing.
It was a collective list.
Yeah, you know.
What did you just say, Cody?
I accidentally played the fart noise.
Accidentally
was
on purpose?
Was it on accident?
The D and the F are next to each other on my thing here. So.
Also, why don't people love us?
Are we not? Do we not have calls, Cody?
Nope.
Here's the thing.
What do you think happened? Do you think Dorian?
Here's what
sabotaged us.
I don't know if anybody. Tweeted.
I think they got the number. It's been out there. Here's what I think's going on.
Yeah.
It's very dead out there today. Did you notice that driving in?
No.
We are pre-taping. Everybody knows this. I was shocked at how dead it is out there, and I think people are already getting moving on their Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're already away.
There's a zombie apocalypse going on.
What I'm trying to tell
apocalypse.
You is that once you walk outside this door, there is a zombie apocalypse, and so everybody needs to get your weapons, get ready. It's happening.
Okay, I'm down.
Shit. Which one of the four of us would survive a zombie apocalypse the longest?
I got to give that to Darina.
Because she's going to eat the people.
Yeah,
maybe.
She'll just eat them right back.
But then I'll turn into a zombie.
Wait, yo, I read this effed up article that somebody tweeted at me. Because you guys know how I'd eat a person.
Yeah.
Mm. About like what that does to you.
Oh, yeah. No. What does it do to you?
So I guess in ancient times, honestly, I was on a lot of cough syrup when I read this. So who knows how much of this I actually picked up. But apparently in ancient times, which like might be 100 years ago, might be a couple thousand, right. Unclear on the exact time.
I would say 100 years ago, not so ancient.
Nope, considering my grandparents were like almost alive.
Yep.
But there was women and children. Ooh, how did this go? Women and children were eating brains because of something, like a ritual. Like when somebody died, you'd eat their brains, respect.
Okay.
And the men didn't. They'd eat the flesh, but not the brain. Because something. And then the women and children were dying of what they called laughing disease.
Like the Joker laughing gas?
Kind of like you would laugh till you died. This feels like I might have dreamt it.
Was this an Onion article?
Roxy.
We have a call, by the way.
Oh please, yeah. God. Yes, put them through.
Oh, my God. You are on Collider Live. Who are you? How's it going?
Good. This is John from Milwaukee.
Hey, John.
John, do you believe me or no?
He wasn't listening. Pre-tape.
He was. No, you can hear a little bit when you call in, right, John?
I heard like the last half. I didn't get all of it. Though.
Whatever, John. What are you calling about?
I was just wondering. I saw a theory on the internet yesterday about the new Ant-Man movie and how maybe somehow the Quantum Realm could introduce the Fantastic Four.
Mm. Wow, John, great call. Really excited to talk about this. I've been hearing and seeing the same theories as well.
Oh.
Let's talk about it. Do you guys think we could possibly see a Fan Four in the MCU in the next 5 years?
Yes. And I think it's a great thing to introduce the Quantum Realm through Ant-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have rumors.
Is it going to be called Ant-Man and the Wasp 3 or is it going to be called?
I bet it'll be something. Ant-Man and the Wasp
and the Fantastic Four. And Thing.
Imagine if they give that away in the title. Ant-Man, the Wasp, and also Fan Four.
And also.
Maybe.
Featuring the Fantastic Four.
Kind of shitty if they drop the Wasp's name in the title.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dee? Are we in the next 5 years going to see a Fan Four movie in the MCU?
I mean, I think this is their time to do it because everybody hated that last one so much. They're not going to lose anything by doing – they do a good job casting-wise. If it's one thing, like every person that casts it in the MCU universe is amazing at their roles.
Yeah.
So I think it's time to do that.
I think they're doing Fantastic Four first before the mutants, and I think Quantum Realm makes a lot of sense. And Marvel's been doing that. They've been – there's rumors that Namor could show up in Black Panther 2 because of what happened in Endgame. There was that little throwaway line.
Yeah.
So if they can do the same thing where Ant-Man and the Wasp 2 or 3 or whatever they call Ant-Man, the third movie, introduces some kind of Easter egg that like sets up Fantastic Four, they will.
Keep in mind, guys.
I just want to see Dr. Doom.
I do too.
Me too. Keep in mind that Fantastic Four was literally number 56 in the last slot on our movie list from Collider.com. Do you guys think that that means instead we should be doing a Fan 4 series, that we should leave Fan 4 for at least another decade?
No. Look at Spider-Man. Once Spider-Man came back into the MCU.
It was excellent.
It was excellent.
Spider-Man was great always.
Not a lot of fans agreed with you. I will understand and I will validate your opinion and say, that's great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Not a lot of people did.
Well, those fans can go yuck somebody else's yum because nothing you can say to make me hate
my
Amazing
point.
Spider-Man 2.
Because you consider Amazing Spider-Man 2 yummy. So
it's
good for you.
Delicious.
And I'm not taking away from your yum. So all I'm saying is that there's precedent set that we could see Fantastic Four set up in Marvel and people will get behind it because it's Marvel.
Cody, Fan 4. Happening 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. I could see it happening.
3 years?
Nope.
2 years.
I said no on three.
Half okay. a year.
Maybe a year?
Absolutely half a year.
Okay. Ooh, Cody, wanted
it's happening tomorrow.
Wanted to ask you about this. I did see somebody have a 6-month birthday party for their child.
Oh, good question.
On Instagram. Thoughts?
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man. You're not doing that.
6 months.
Are you doing a 1-year-old party?
Well, yeah.
They had a cake and confetti and 4 different banners?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I'll show you guys afterwards.
Were they white?
Real white.
Wah, wah.
That sounds not like just, one of us.
Not just white, Aussie white.
Mm. Aussie white.
Aussie white.
What does that mean?
White from Australia.
Okay. Is that just like they celebrate birthdays a lot?
I feel like when you picture like somebody who's like really white, they have an Australian accent.
Okay. Because they're so far away. It's like that.
Cody, is that you laughing?
Yeah,
but not in the microphone. I literally heard it next door, but it wasn't in the microphone.
I don't know why I say some of the shit I say. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Happy
Please.
Black Friday, everyone.
Yo, I have to go shopping. Yes.
Happy Black Friday. When I tried to set Cody up to explain that one, I guess it's Friday.
It is.
Yo, this is going to be a weird week. At this point, they've already seen the Mark Maron interview. So the
Marone.
Adam Carolla interview. Mark Maron.
Mm-hmm. We should have Mark Maron.
The Adam Carolla interview.
Yeah.
So I hope that went well. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Are we wrapping up?
Hell of a
gobble,
wrap up there, Roxy.
Gobble,
start playing the music.
Yeah, because I think I had to get out of here by 1:15, right?
Yes.
That's the time it is.
We have a meeting.
It's not waiting the time. It is you guys. Tarina, I hope your Thanksgiving rocked, and
you
I'll see
too,
you
Roxy.
In a couple of days
yes.
based on when we are now.
Happy gobble gobble, everyone. Watch Adam Family Values. It's so good.
Mark Riley, I hope your sister's place was amazing.
Thank you.
And that she cooked everything perfectly.
Well, let's see.
Cody Hall, I hope that you won bingo.
I'm sure I did.
I'm really proud of you, man.
Thank
and
you.
I hope that I have your phone number by this point.
Probably
I'm
won't.
Roxy Stryer, and I hope that I just made it this far. We'll see you guys really soon for Collider Live. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Stay little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.